Welcome back. Climate change, gun control, gay rights, immigration law, all are expected to be part of an ambitious agenda President Obama will outline tomorrow when he delivers the State of the Union address. How's he going to get a divided Congress to go along? Those party divisions were on display this weekend. On NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor told David Gregory that President Obama needs to work with House Republicans on the budget cuts set to begin March 1st as part of the sequester.
The problem is, David, every time you turn around, the answer is to raise taxes. And, you know, he just got his tax hike on the wealthy, and you can't in this town every 3 months raise taxes. And again, every time, that's his response. And, you know, we've got a spending problem. Everybody knows it. The House has put forward an alternative plan, and there's been no response in any serious way from the Senate or the White House.
But House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi on Fox News Sunday said, thinking about this as a spending problem is a false argument. It's a larger problem of balancing the budget.
The fact is we've had plenty of spending cuts, $1.6 trillion in the Budget Control Act. What we need is growth. And if you have spending cuts where you are hindering growth, you're not going to reduce the deficit. So what we do need is more revenue and more cuts. I would like to see that as in a big, balanced, bold proposal.
Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC News, co-host of the network's political webcast Top Line. You know, Rick, even hearing those two arguments, which have been just set in stone, laid out again, you know, makes your head spin. I mean, is this the conversation going forward?
Unfortunately for President Obama, it is. You have to be weary of this. This is why President Obama wanted a grand bargain at the end of the year. He wanted one 2 years ago, and he'd love one now, because no matter what else he tries to do, he gets hung up on the same arguments around fiscal policy. It's not even about jobs and the economy as much as it is just arcane budgeting. And, of course, people's lives are impacted, but this is not the fight that President Obama wants to continue to have and continue to dominate this first portion of his second term.
Oh, boy, you know, cut spending, cut spending. Politico asked someone close to the speech writing process how this State of the Union might be different from others. And they replied with a quote from the ancient Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu: build your opponent a golden bridge to retreat across. What does that mean?
A feisty President Obama is what we saw a few weeks ago, and this is going to continue that tomorrow at the State of the Union. His inaugural got a lot of criticism for being unabashedly liberal on social issues. This is going to be a progressive slash liberal vision for economic issues, the need to invest even during tough budget times in the kind of technologies and infrastructure that keeps the economy moving. President Obama has felt since he won re-election that he won a mandate, and that extends to economic issues. So I think we'll hear a lot about the need to address the fiscal situation around the budget, but also the need to make sure that you're investing in the right priorities to move the economy forward. So I do think it's going to be a lot more liberal than a lot of Republicans would like to hear.
Well, but I don't know. I look at you give your opponent a golden bridge to retreat across. That almost sounds like something that looks beautiful while they make their retreat. I mean, what might be the beautiful part? You know, what might he dangle out? Would it be just the tone?
I think the beauty of what President Obama is offering on this is basically the blunt object of him having won, to say to you to the folks in that hall, look, I have the wind of the will of the people at my back, and it's time that you start respecting it. And when you have an opportunity to come toward me on this, I'm willing to embrace you on it and champion you on it. But the idea is not bipartisanship for bipartisanship's sake. I think the difference in this metaphor of the bridge is talking about the need for the other side to begin to accommodate. This person, this president who was criticized for caving too much to Republicans in his first term, clearly stung by that and doesn't see any need for any of that in the future.
I asked some listeners to tweet me at Here Now, Robin, you know, how they finish the sentence, the State of the Union is. That's sort of the parlor game right now. That's what the president will get up and say. He'll fill in that blank. They usually say strong. But as some listeners are saying, here's Freddie M., the State of the Union is constantly improving. Carrie Hill writes, in need of help. Claus future writes, promising. What do you think that word will be?
I think the president will make it strong, and I think he offers some kind of a vision that makes it strong. But I think he also knows that the State of the Union is weary right now, weary of the battles, the trench warfare that you're referencing, the fact that they still have the same arguments and seem unable to get things done. When it comes to our national government, the American people are sick and tired of the status quo. So is the president. by the way. He is sick of having to keep fighting in the trenches of battles every moment of every day and every week of his presidency. He would like to move beyond that, and I think that's where he has to stitch together the vision, something that recognizes that we're in a divided town in Washington, but also offers something of a path forward that gives people some hope that it doesn't have to be as bad as it's been.
Yeah, well, some of the tone might be set by the people there in the chambers. You write that Rhode Island Democratic Representative Jim Langvin has been lobbying his colleagues to give tickets to victims of gun violence, and many of them are. So, you know, there's that. That's a topic surely on people's minds. But Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report says the gun control debate is all about demographics. So what can the president do not to, cut out swaths of the country, but get across his gun control message with the support of people in the chambers?
I think that it's just going to look and feel different to have maybe some two dozen victims of gun violence from around the country there by Congressman Langevin's invitation to his colleagues to give guest passes to people who were related to or themselves victims of gun violence. It will be fascinating to watch. But clearly the demographics are real on this and the politics are real. It's not just a D versus R issue, gun control. It's rural versus urban. It's very cultural. There are a lot of red state Democrats that have that B or A ratings from the NRA. They want to preserve that. They know where their constituents are. This will be the largest lift of the early part of this presidency. Immigration reform, we kind of know where that can be headed, and the question of how much the president wants on that. But on gun control, if he goes for the full complement of things that people are talking about, not just universal background checks, but also things like an assault weapons ban, that's going to be very difficult to sell inside his own party.
Just briefly, we know Senator Marco Rubio of Florida is going to give the GOP response. We hear he's reworking it because of this news that the president may have a challenging tone. Michael Grunwald, though, in Time magazine, says Rubio says his mother left him a voicemail saying, "Don't mess with the immigrants, my son. Don't mess with them." So he's got pressure from all sides. And also from the Tea Party side, Rand Paul is giving a Tea Party response. Just briefly, your thoughts.
Well, Marco Rubio has been a favorite of the Tea Party for a long time, so I'm interested in the fact that they're putting up their own response in Senator Paul, and I think immigration is one big area where they disagree, and Senator Rubio has to get not too far out in front of his own party.
Yeah. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News, co-host of that network's political webcast, Top Line. On tomorrow's State of the Union address from President Obama, again, your thoughts, how would you finish the sentence, "The State of the Union is"? Let us know at hearnow.org, on Twitter, @hearnow, @hearnowrobin. And Rick, we follow you as well on Twitter. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, when we come back, an incredible story about loss. Really just unbelievable. How does the author of a new book handle it? We'll hear in 1 minute, here and now.